We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For someone who has no idea what's going on or has heard about the rumors of possibly switching venues, could you just kind of talk about what's going on in regards to the Peach Festival?
Okay. Well, every year at Academy Park, we hold the Peach Festival. And beginning last year, that's when we started to get information that the Peach Festival might have to move. We were able to keep it there for this year, but we've been told that it's going to have to move for 2020. The mayor wants to make some upgrades to Academy Park, and she believes that the upgrades to Academy Park are going to make it so the Peach Festival can't be held there. She's also concerned sometimes we have a lot of heavy equipment on the ground there, and especially if it rains, the grass in the ground gets broken and whatnot, and then has to be repaired. And she's concerned about that. What we wanted to do, and we expressed this last year as well, we would like to work with the Village Board of Trustees to make upgrades to the park if they want to, but still make it so we could have the Peach Festival there. At the moment, we're not in communication about that regard. As for the potential damage that might occur with the large equipment, Kiwanis works with the town of Lewiston. They have the bigger equipment to fix up the field. They will always come in and repair what needs repairing, which is pretty much just flattening out the grass again and putting more grass seed down. That didn't happen right away last year because it rained for several days after the Peach Festival. So they were just unable to do the work. And that kind of led to the increase in her concern over it. But we work with the town in that, and Kiwanis will contract out too if we need to get a landscaping company to come in and help us. And every year, if you want to have a festival down here, which I'm sure it's par for the course wherever you are, you have to ask the Village Board of Trustees for approval. And that's what we've done. We were doing it this year a little bit ahead of schedule because if we are to be relocated, we need to plan with our ride company. Our ride company has been unable to come up here until the Peach Festival because they're busy doing their thing at other amusement parks around New York and the northeast side. But they're going to be here at Peach Festival. So if we know this year that we're going to be relocated, now we know how we can discuss with the ride company. But if we know that the board gives us permission to use Academy Park for 2020, well, now that we don't have to have those talks with our ride company. So we're trying to get ahead of the game here so we know what we have to do in 2 weeks. Because Kiwanis is a bunch of volunteers. We do this to raise money to donate back out. And we've been at Academy Park for so many years. We know the work ethic we need. We know the manpower we need. We know the time we need to invest in it. If we have to relocate, that changes a lot. There's a lot of unknowns if we have to relocate. There's an unknown cost factor. It already costs over $200,000 to put on the Peach Festival. That could change a lot if we have to relocate. And it may change how we have to, it may change the amount of hours we have to put in. Like I said, we're volunteers to raise money, and we know it's successful at Academy Park. We want to continue it at Academy Park. We want to work with the village to keep it at Academy Park, because all we're doing is donating the money back out to the community, to nonprofits, to children. That's what Kiwanis is all about.
Could you talk about where the mayor wants to move it at Art Park? Can you just talk about that venue and why people are saying that could end up being a, quote, disastrous placement for the Peach Festival?
Well, it's called the Plateau. It's not actually Art Park. It's near one of the upper lots at Art Park. Kiwanis had to move the festival up there about 20 years ago. It was before I was involved, so I forget the reason why, but they had to move it up there, and it was not good. I'll call it a fear. There's a fear right now that through the past experience, when they had it up there, one of the times it rained, and now it's up on the plateau, there's a fear that the ground might not be as solid to absorb the rain with heavy equipment on it as Academy Park is, because that happened up there 20 years ago. There's also infrastructure questions. We have to do a more extensive search on, is there electric up there? What's the water up there? How are we going to be able to use generators up there? There's a lot of infrastructure costs involved that we haven't ironed out yet. And that could cost more money to run this Peach Fest. There's also a wildlife refuge up there that, when this hit the local paper last fall, I started to get comments, and there was actually an article put in the local paper that there's a wildlife refuge up there, and they're against the Peach Festival moving up there. So that's going to be another X factor that we're going to have to work around or work against. And it's going to require a lot more planning throughout the year. And like I said, we're volunteers. And the Peach Festival right now, it's taxing a lot on all of us. To now ask to put in even more time on it, it's an unknown factor. We don't know how our members are going to respond to it. And since we haven't been up there in 20 years, and the members who were around 20 years ago, they're not comfortable with having to move it up there.
All right. Is there anything else that what's kind of the process? What's next? There's a meeting tonight. What's going to be decided at this meeting?
Well, we're going through the proper channels. We submitted an application to get on the board agenda, and the mayor approved us being on the agenda tonight. So we are just going to discuss to some length. I don't know how long the discussion's going to be, because everyone knows what we're there for. We want the board to vote tonight on whether or not Kiwanis can use Academy Park in September 2020. So how the board starts and continues that discussion is anyone's guess. I don't really know what to expect yet. We hope they vote one way or another. We would like to know. Obviously, we would hope for a vote of yes, but it's a vote of no, and things happen. But we are trying to get the message across that we would prefer to work with the village on this, as opposed to just being voted out.
Last question. Is there a chance that the Peach Festival won't happen this year if you don't get the Academy Park venue?
This year, obviously, it's safe. Next year, I guess there's always a chance. I'm not going to say that there's a great chance. I do believe our club is strong. I do believe we will find a way to make it work. But we have to coordinate this now with our ride company as well. And there's been six locations that have been put into my head by other people about where to move the Peach Festival to. In the village are three of those locations, and out of the village are three of those locations. So I do think the Peach Festival will happen in 2020, but I think there's a greater chance that it could not happen in Lewiston in 2020.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.